This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Here we go again. You hear the sound of racing pigs? Daryl hears them in his head.
You will hear the sound of them starting tonight. Training will commence tonight.
Training?
Yes.
How do you train a racing pig, Daryl Lees?
If I told you, I'd.
You whip him with a stick of bacon.
Yeah, you show him multiple pictures of bacon, pork chops, sausage, and explain that this is their option. They run, become.
This is sausage. You don't want to become this. What's on your mind at 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. 1-800-228-0550. I'm Todd Mitchell. Scott Ananoff rubbing elbows with some of the greatest in talk radio across the nation, giving them tips on how they can do their shows as well as What's in Your Mind is done on a given day.
I'm pretty sure he was invited to share expertise with everyone there.
I'm sure he was.
Absolutely.
Meanwhile, the next best thing, and in some ways better, because he certainly knows more about the pork industry, if nothing else, among his many, many talents. You may have heard about Daryl's racing pigs before. That very Daryl is here, Daryl Lees.
Yeah, and I get to be here today representing NDFB as president of that organization. Scott asked me to sit in while he's off learning and teaching.
That's just your part-time job, you know, the full-time job for pigs. Right?
Yeah, it's it's a great privilege to be able to represent 27,000 member families across the state of North Dakota and have influence in policy, not only local, community, state, and federal level, and represent the voices and the folks out there on the countryside that make our great state what it is here in North Dakota. But you know what, Todd? You know, of pigs, and I told you yesterday, I give your listeners and you a little hint at the end there that we're going to give away, as it is tradition when I come in, we give away a package of meat, and we got a couple packages of sausage, bacon, pork chops. We're going to put in a bundle and give away for a trivia question today. So we'll tell you that in just a bit here. So we're going to have a little fun in the beginning of the show here with that trivia question. But coming up at 9:30 in that half hour, we're going to have Carl Rockman from the North Dakota Health Department on the day to talk about nutrient management plan that they have proposed. And as we say, is it a solution looking for a problem? So we're going to ask Carl that very question here today. We have Heather from Gooseneck Implements going to join us from up talk about the events at the Hawk Museum up there going on today. And then at 10:30 in that half an hour to end out the day, we're going to end out with a very positive going into the weekend. We're going to have a couple of young leaders from the Premier Leadership Development Organization, the FFA. We're going to have Hannah Gress, who has been on the show with us last fall. She was the state officer this last year, just finished out her duties there, and talked about how the year went for her, of what she expected and how it turned out, and then everything that went on at the state FFA convention that just wrapped up yesterday in Fargo. And then we're going to bring on the newly elected president of the state FFA organization, Brianna Maddock, and so it's we're going to end with a positive note, some bright young leaders, when you look at these leaders, the future of North Dakota looks to be in good hands out there. But to start off, Todd, the trivia question. Now, there's all kinds of events going on out there. You know, one of the most original traditional events is, of course, county fairs, and those, you know, were very big staples and are still big staples in the communities out there. But you've got community events, you know, cities put on celebrations and festivals. And what is the new rage out there, kind of the new festival, the new event, the new extravaganza, that's kind of the new rage that, you know, people probably really didn't think would become, you know, such a great event? Give you a little hint, Fargo has a pretty good one. Mine had a good one last year. Mine's got an additional one being added this year, which I'll explain that. That kind of brings up why I'm, you know, bringing this up here today. But what is that new festival slash extravaganza that's kind of the new rage out there for people to go and take in? And you can call in, text in. What is the new festival slash extravaganza slash event that's kind of the new rage, the new thing out there? And it centers around food. I'll give that hint.
By the way, Gary wants to know if he's going to have to put up with the noise of pigs tonight.
My neighbor. Yeah. Well, I figured we'd go run him around his house out there. So, yes, Gary, you will definitely hear some squealing. And if you got some flowers planted around that new house, we'll dig them up for you, too.
Cow cuddling?
Yeah, cow cuddling. Hey, I think we've got some callers coming on here. We'll see who's coming up on the screen here. Now I've got that bundle of meat here, so I'm going to leave it here at the studio. You can pick it up. If someone from the Fargo area wins it, we'll have to get that back that way when Scott comes over sometime. But we'll get it across the state where it has to be.
There you go.
Our first caller is Will from South Dakota on the trivia question. Will, are you with us? Do we get Will Manny? Can we punch Will up? There we go. Will, you got an answer for me?
I do. Ribfest.
Okay. What is it?
Ribfest?
It is not Ribfest. Although Ribfest are very popular, that is not the correct answer. Thanks for calling in, Will.
Thank you very much.
The other two people that were on the line, that must have been their answer, too, because they just dropped off when they heard that Will wasn't correct on Ribfest.
And that was just about every text I got in, too.
Yeah, yeah.
Apart from the one cow-cuddling one.
Well, the one cow, yeah.
Are you starting pig cuddling, by the way? You've got a few of those.
You know, yeah, we might be able to arrange that. Pig, goat cuddling, sheep cuddling, you know.
At the North Dakota State Fair, when the pigs are not racing, they need to be doing something. I mean, they're just standing around doing nothing. Make them earn their keep, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. Hey, we have Mary from Bismarck. Let's bring her on. Mary, do you have an answer to the trivia question?
Yes, the food truck festival.
Oh, Mary, hit it on the head. The food truck festivals or extravaganzas out there. That is the new rage out there. And what it is it just brings a bunch of food trucks. And what people like about it is they get a different variety all in one spot. They can try different things. And, you know, people got their own little special recipes. And it's, you know, most of those things are run by, you know, kind of, you know, a mom and pop type situation. And so people kind of enjoy going to them. Things are very big. They're growing across the state and nation. And the reason I asked that, one of the reasons is I got asked to help with one of mine coming up here on June 30th. So I'm helping with the lineup of that with my event experience. And, you know, and so I give away products you might see there, not necessarily mine, but you can probably get sausages there or pork chop on a stick or, you know, bacon wrapped everything, or, you know, we don't know what's going to be there for sure, but.
One of the other losing texts, by the way, bacon and beer. Now, when does that start?
I tell you what, bacon festivals are a big deal right now.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you can't go wrong with beer.
Deal. So, Mary, we're going to put you on hold here and get your information, the phone number contact, and you're from Bismarck here, correct, Mary?
Yes, that's true.
Okay. So, your package of meat will be here, a couple of packages of sausage in there, and a package of bacon and a package of cottage bacon, which comes out of the front shoulder. It doesn't come off the side of the pig. It's a little more meatier piece of bacon, some pork chops, and I hope you enjoy it, Mary. But hang
Thank
on, we'll
you
get
so
your
much.
Contact info, and you can stop in here. Todd, when can she stop in here to pick it up?
8 to 5 Monday through Thursday, 8 to 4 Friday.
There you go, Mary. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Gary's going to stop over for free Kool-Aid, by the way.
Yeah, yeah, it's, you know, surprisingly enough, I'm entering my 31st summer, so just completing our full 30th year. You know, we started our 30th year celebration
so
last
five
summer.
When you started doing this.
Yeah, something like that. Anyways, but there's very few people have seen the training process and understand what goes into that. And my neighbors all around me really don't understand what goes into that because none of them have probably seen the training process. And 31 summers of training pigs, my neighbors like Gary that live a half a mile away probably have never seen that and don't really even know. Wow. But So, yeah.
Maybe you saw the Facebook Live video I did that one day.
Well, you know, that's the finished product there. You know, that's the professional strain.
But it's a hint.
It's a hint. It's a hint,
it's not,
yep.
It's not the whole story, but
it's not the whole story, yep. Yep.
It's like just because you drive through the Colonel's place and you see one of the seven spices sitting on the rack doesn't mean you know the other six. So.
No, that's correct. That's correct. Yeah, what are the secret spices? Well, you know.
I had to put my old, for a throwback Thursday thing, picture of me and Reba McEntire from her birthday in 93, and I put the caption on there, me in the future, Colonel Sanders. The TV commercials where she's...
You know, that is the weirdest thing that I have seen. And so, as you know, part of being NDFB president, I get to go to the National AFBF Association meeting and organizational meeting, and we got to meet Reba this year, a meet and greet.
Oh, really?
The state presidents did. So, yeah, right before that commercial aired, like a week later, that commercial come on, I'm going, that is not right.
See that coming, did you?
This is Daryl Lee sitting in for Scott Henin. What's on your mind? We'll be back right after the break.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farmland in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand. Faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
She gets too hungry.
Okay, I know we kind of did away with Frank Friday, but that is so cool.
That's very mellow for Friday, isn't it?
Well, but it's smooth.
It's smooth.
It's not that it's necessarily there's mellow, like sleepy mellow. That's kind of a smooth kind of mellow.
Yeah, it's a good kind of mellow.
And you can vote, too, on whether Frank Friday should ever be kept or ever be dumped again. That's 701-226-8503 to text. Or if you'd like the voice call, what's on your mind? We did manage to leave that hooked up. 701-258-05.
You accomplished that,
it's,
did you?
It's collecting dust. Well, nobody voice calls anybody anymore, I guess. 701-258-0550 or 1-800-228-0550. I think we're supposed to be looking at our shoe sheet here. Have a Hawk Museum thing coming up. So, I guess I've got two different things. I got one that says this segment, one that says the second segment next hour. I'm confused.
Well, it's the 29th annual.
That until just now. That's real helpful, too.
Yeah, it's the 29th annual Antique Farm Show, a Hawk Museum going on today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Plowing through the ages is the theme. And so parades all 3 days. And so go on up there and check out the Hockey Museum and a lot of the, kind of see the heritage of what North Dakota agriculture came from, where and to kind of understand that and then celebrate the technological advances that we've had here. That's up in Wolford, North Dakota. So, yeah, great deal.
Perfect.
It's a great deal. So let's get to a caller here. We have John from Bismarck. John, are you with us?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning, John. What's on your mind?
Yeah, just a couple of things. You don't hear it too often. It's about NAFTA. But understand that, and I think I'm correct, that lots of durum comes down from Canada into the United States, especially North Dakota. And any durum that goes to Canada is not even tested, but automatically goes for feed grade. And people have to understand that food grade, most grains that are food grade compared to feed grade, the price is usually half or less than half. So
yeah,
that's
John,
going on.
Yeah, that's a big concern. That's one of the areas also I think that can be addressed in the NAFTA renegotiations is, you know, why is it that we give theirs when it meets number one quality coming down here, we give it number one quality inclusion of price and all that, but when our wheats cross the border up there, they do unfairly get tagged with a feed grade, and like you said, it's a severe and drastic discount from the food consumable grade or milling grades to the feed grades. So yeah, good point, John, and well taken.
Why isn't this? You know, why is this more out in the open? Why doesn't agriculture? I believe I've read it twice in ag magazines about the past 6 months or so. And also, I don't remember which country it is, if it's Canada or Mexico, that from NAFTA's inception, there's a 20% tariff on pork that we export. I'm not sure if it's Canada or Mexico.
Yeah, I have to check on that one to get better verification on that. But there is, you know, some things being talked about quite regular on the wheat thing. Ag media maybe doesn't cover those things because they don't grab the headlines quite as nicely as, you know, a lot of the panic buttons that get hit of when the renegotiation or the threat to pull out or tariffs get talked about. You know, they're hitting the big panic button instead of talking about why there's a need to reset some of these agreements and that. John, to your point, the wheat thing and the durum thing is a very big example, especially in North Dakota, of why that's important to have that part of it in the renegotiation process also. Yesterday we had Paul Connors on, the Consul General from Minneapolis, Canadian Consul General, talking about the minister coming in, Minister Sowie coming in next Monday. And so we're going to have...
you know they're going to expect cow cuddling now.
Paul, that's funny. But, so, I mean, them are some of the things that we'll be talking about on Monday. They specifically asked us at NDFB to organize a meeting, host a meeting with him to talk with farmers and ranchers. And so that'll go on my list to have a discussion. We get an hour with him. His time's very limited and very important. But we'll try and get as many of those questions in as we can. So thanks, John. All right. Hey, that's good. That's good. You know, a little bit of feedback from yesterday. Here's another feedback from yesterday. an email, a message that came in, said, why would you belittle farmers raising grass-fed beef? We should be supporting all farm and farmers. I see this divisive behavior too much. We all need to work together to improve the lifestyles of our farm families. And yes, I raise grass-fed beef. If you listened to the whole thing yesterday, it started off with a question by Todd about grass-fed butter.
Butter.
And we had a very brief discussion on, is there extreme differences in the nutritional values between grass-fed butter and grain-finished butter, or any use it in beef or whatever. And there's statistically insignificant differences in the nutritional values.
But I don't believe we cross over into farmers.
No.
It was really more finished product.
And in fact, I believe, and man, I'll go back and listen now, but I believe that, Todd, I stated that we need to celebrate that we have choices.
Yes.
That there's room for all of the different kinds of
production. Absolutely my recollection as well.
And so, you know, when someone was maybe listening, they maybe sent this thing, listening to the very first statement, going, oh, they're going to beat up on us. Maybe they had a little few regrets sending this at the end when they listened all the way through and go, oh, they were talking about celebrating that we have room for all different sizes, kinds, your philosophy on growing something, my philosophy on growing something. I stated that I'm a very small scale farmer in comparison to a lot of farms in the state, and we at NDFP celebrate all sizes, all classes. And we've got to stop segregating. That was the message. And so,
don't trust the snippet. Something we learned during the Dapple riots.
Right.
Don't trust the snippet.
Listen to the whole story. The snippet will get you in trouble. But I appreciate that. I really do appreciate that, because I wasn't belittling. I was just saying, science is saying there's this statistically insignificant nutritional value difference.
I would never in a million years belittle any farmer. Because
absolutely not. That's
a line of work way over my league and way over my head.
One of the most noble lines of work out there.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I'm an idiot. We moved to the city because we couldn't figure out how to farm generations ago.
Well, and we talked about that over 98% of the people in America have decided that they're going to delegate that responsibility of growing food to less than 2% of us that are willing to take the risk and do that, and then have to put up with people beating us up about our method that we do it in. That's exactly one of the statements
I made.
And so,
absolutely.
So, no, that's very good.
That's a gamble that's mind-boggling that on paper you'd never in a million years do.
No. Hey, I tell you what, we're coming up against the break here, but this is Darrell Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. We'll be back on the other side of the break with Carl Rockman from the Health Department to talk about the Nutrient Management Plan. It's What's on Your Mind, folks.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Hi, I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction. Land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump now on his way to the G7 Economic Summit that begins later today in Quebec, Canada. As he was leaving the White House, the president was asked by reporters about the flak he can expect from a number of G7 leaders, including the host countries, because of the tariffs on steel and aluminum he's ordered.
I love Canada, but they treat us very unfairly on trade. Very, very unfairly. You see the numbers.
Another celebrity suicide, this time Chef Anthony Bourdain at 61.
When you travel as much as I have, you become aware of how other people live, how hard their lives are.
CNN says Bourdain was found dead in a French hotel room, the cause of death not released, but it has been ruled a suicide. It happens just days after fashion designer Kate Spade commits suicide in New York City. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Hey folks, Scott Hannon here to tell you about my friends at Hawk Museum. Before I turn you back to Daryl and Todd and the crew on What's On Your Mind, the 29th annual Antique Farm Show is happening this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. If you've not been there, it's easy to find, about 4 miles east, 3 miles north of Wolford, North Dakota, 23 miles south of Rolla. Hawkmuseum.org is the website. They have a Facebook page, too. They have a great event planned called Plowing Through the Ages, and they're going to have old-time music and plowing and sawmill and threshing and blacksmith and tractor contest and a whole lot of things going on in this antique farm show. They have so many antique farming treasures in Hawk Museum. It's phenomenal. Our friends at First International Bank and Trust, beautiful new location in the Rugby, by the way. If you haven't seen that, stop by and see Taryn and the crew there. Great folks, along with Gooseneck Implement, help us celebrate Hawk Museum and invite you up there to take in all the fun craft show, flea market, parades, 4 o'clock Friday and Saturday, 2 o'clock Sunday. There's great food, and, of course, just so much going on. Great camping spots, too. So come on up to Hawk Museum. Take in all the fun. Enjoy it. And our thanks to First International Bank and Trust, the Rugby location, for helping us tell you a little bit about Hawk Museum. Hope to see you there Friday, Saturday, Sunday this weekend. Fellas, back to you.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550 for What's in Your Mind. Daryl Lee's in for Scott today.
It's a privilege to be sitting here. Thanks to Scott for asking me to sit in and get a little time in to talk about agriculture issues. And, of course, whatever else comes up, it is what's on your mind. And so we've talked about a few things out there, even outside of agriculture. But right now we're going to bring on the line here with us Carl Rockman from the Health Department, and then visit a little bit about the proposed nutrient management plan and what they feel the importance is or the need is there for that. Carl, welcome.
Good morning, Daryl. Thanks for having me on the radio this morning.
You bet. Thanks for taking the time. I know that it's a valuable time you guys have there with all the needs that you have going on and things you got to look at, but it's a pretty important issue, especially for folks in agriculture to understand what's going on. And, so I'm going to start out and I'm going to ask the devil's advocate question and let you, go into it. But, there's a perception out there. And I think, we've sat down with you. I had a chance to sit in your guys' office, along with a couple of our other board members and our public policy director, Pete, last fall and voice our concerns. And I think, it's no surprise to you the statement I'll make here because we kind of said it there. We asked, is this a solution looking for a problem or what is the problem out there that we're trying to address with this?
Sure. So I appreciate that question, Daryl, because that gets to kind of the root of why we're doing this. And nutrients are a issue not just in North Dakota but across the country. But we can look at it from a local perspective, and that's kind of what this plan attempts to do is rather than letting somebody outside of North Dakota talk about how we're going to direct our energies and come up with a solution. We want to do that ourselves. And so what is the reason for this? Well, nutrients are all over. They're in our soils, they're in our waters, and they're generally a good thing. But just like any good thing, you get too much of it, then it can start to cause problems. And we are seeing some of those problems, impacts on a local basis. One of the most obvious is when we start to see algal blooms in our surface waters, particularly those lakes and reservoirs where we like to recreate on weekends. We're coming up on a hopefully beautiful weekend, and a lot of people will be going out to the lakes, probably getting on the boat, doing some fishing. Maybe it's even going to be warm enough to do a little water skiing. We want those water bodies to be safe so people can do those recreational activities that they enjoy. Just looking back the last couple of years where we've been monitoring algal blooms, particularly those harmful ones that create toxins, we've seen 24 different lakes across the state where we've had issues, and those are very real issues in North Dakota, and that means now that somebody can't use that water resource for one of the purposes it's intended for, recreation. And so that's just one of the impacts we see from excessive nutrients in our surface waters.
Okay, so what nutrients, explain to our listeners what nutrients you're looking at are the highest priority on your list and the reasons for that.
Sure. When we talk about nutrients, we're typically talking about nitrogen and phosphorus. And we'll recognize those. Those are the nutrients that we use for our fertilizers, both for agriculture and for growing our lawns and things in town. And really what those nutrients do in our water is kind of the same thing they do in the soils. They make things grow. And that in itself is not a bad thing. But when we get too much nutrients, we get too much of that growth in our water. And that's when you start to see those waters that are green, thick with algae, and kind of scummy looking. Those are undesirable traits in our surface waters, particularly for recreation. But they also can impact the aquatic life that lives in those waters. When all that vegetation breaks down, it takes oxygen to break down. And the things that live in that water need that oxygen to live, and when it's depleted by decaying algae, then that can really affect them as well.
Okay, so and just so our listeners understand, sometimes, those are the two, kind of ones that seem to have the impacts or come up in the testing when you do impact tests and that most often, but they are two very different deliveries that happen with those to get into our water systems. You know, phosphorus attaches to a soil particle, therefore it's erosion and overland flooding that causes phosphorus loads because it doesn't leach. And nitrogen has the ability to filter through or leach, as we call it. And so when you're doing this plan, how do you do a one size fits all when you've got drastic soil differences from the rich, heavy soils in the Red River Valley to very coarse, sandy soils throughout some of the rest of the state, and then some very compacted clay soils in yet other parts of the state?
Yeah, that's a great point, because we do see that variation both between how nitrogen behaves and phosphorus behaves, and you're definitely correct on that. Nitrogen goes with the water, phosphorus sticks to the soil. So if you keep your soil in place, you keep your phosphorus in place. And so they both have very different ways you look at that. And also our water bodies are different across the state. And even in much closer distances than from one side to the other, you can have one water body that behaves differently than another one, maybe even a matter of miles away. So part of what the strategy is looking at doing is not doing a one-size-fits-all. And some states have tried that. They've picked a number across the state, and that's what they're going to use. Well, we don't think that's the best solution in North Dakota. We think because of that diversity, we really got to look at each water body almost on its own. There's some things that will match across water bodies, but some that are going to be very specific. And so as part of the strategy, we're including first breaking it down just by basin to look at the Red River Basin and the Missouri River Basin and the James River Basin. And look at those different basins as the first cut, and then even within those basins, we're going to ask the stakeholders in those basins, where do you see the priorities? And maybe it is a recreational lake where there's a number of people that like to use that for recreation, or maybe it's going to be a water body that's a water supply for the communities. And so, again, each area is going to have some some unique characteristics, and I think the strategy that we're working on is going to work to incorporate that.
And so another thing, Carl, is I'm going to ask a question, let you answer it, because I've had this outreach to me here, is just a two-part question. I'll ask the first one. What are you doing to get stakeholder input? Now, obviously, with agriculture being the number one industry in North Dakota and the majority of the landmass in North Dakota is agricultural use, what are you doing to get their input and inform them? And then I'll let you answer that, and then I'll go into the second part of the question, which has become a concern for those folks.
Sure. So the first part of the question is, what are we doing to get stakeholder input? So going right back to the beginning of this process, we started with a stakeholder group that included representatives from not just the Department of Health, but from agricultural organizations, from environmental groups, from municipalities, from everybody that has a stake in nutrients across the state. Taking that group and expanding that, we've had a couple of different stakeholder meetings through the process, and then most recently here in the last month, we had stakeholder meetings in both Fargo and here in Mandan, and as well as just having it open for folks that would like to comment without coming to the meetings, they could provide comments to those as well.
Okay, so this brings my point of, and I'm glad you pointed out when these meetings were held, because obviously, Carl, your family has an agricultural background, strong ties. Meetings in the spring during spring planting are very inconvenient to get any kind of input from producers, whether they're farmer or rancher. Obviously, we at NDFB and other ag organizations will be there, but when things like this come up, it's very important to have the actual folks on the land involved as close as we can. So, I mean, was that timing? I mean, was that the best timing to do that? And then I'm going to go back to the meetings that happened last year. There was a fairly poor communication to even the ag groups of when those meetings were happening. There was late notification. There was groups that were missed. What can be done to improve that? I mean, that's very concerning. And I've got producers calling into our offices, talking to our staff, talking to myself, saying, what's going on here? Why aren't these things being done a little bit more conveniently and a little bit more transparent? Because they're feeling like agriculture is the one being pinned to the wall on this deal.
Sure. Well, I'm disappointed to hear that, because I really think we've made a good effort to reach out to all the stakeholders, including agriculture. You know, coming from ag background, I haven't found the time of year that is not busy for agriculture producers. They've got a lot on their plates at any time. And so you're trying to schedule around that. What may work good for a, you know, producer out in the Red River Valley may not work so good for a livestock producer that's calving out in western North Dakota. So we try to solicit that input in a variety of ways, including posting notices online, reaching out through the organizations such as Farm Bureau and others. That's definitely a good way to get that message out there. But definitely, if your producers or anybody listening has thoughts or concerns on that, you know, we'd love to hear from them. And so they're certainly welcome to contact our office as well with those concerns, and certainly want to get their input. And two, it's input not just from the agriculture community. The nutrient strategy addresses many sources, including municipalities and industrial, what we typically think of as the wastewater dischargers with our point source discharge program. So we've been soliciting input from them as well.
Well, that's good to hear, Carl. Carl, thanks for your time this morning, and we appreciate the work that the health department does. We just got some concerns over this nutrient management plan, that it's kind of maybe putting the cart in front of the horse here a little bit, but we appreciate your time. We know you're going to do more to try and reach out and take care of that. And thanks a lot, Carl. We'll be back after the break, and we'll have your calls on what's on your mind.
So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to ramjacknorth.com. That's ramjacknorth.com.
Central Steel Building and Construction is your premier source for GSI grain bins, GSI grain dryers, and GSI grain handling equipment. Central Steel also offers livestock water, welding supplies, and a variety of gears, pulleys, plus bulk bolts and nuts. Call Central Steel today for your GSI grain storage, material handling, and grain drying needs. 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington. Online at grainstuff.com.
Vince Webkers here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. I want to save you up to $2,000 on anything in the store. Just use the promo code ACE. Tell them Scott sent you at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. And you get the wellness bonus. Wellness in a sauna, wellness in a hot tub, right?
That's right. You might think I'm a little crazy, but all I'm doing with this hot tub and sauna thing for you is allowing you to live longer. The wellness benefits that you get from both of them, a lot are similar, but your blood flows better. Your body responds better. Do you know in hot water, you recover 25 times faster than you do on dry land? We were made of water. We're meant to be in it, and a lot of good things happen when you sit in 101 degree water for 20 minutes a day.
The sauna, what's that study again?
The sauna, University of Finland just completed a 20-year study with 2,000 participants. Men who sit in a sauna four times a week reduce their chance of Alzheimer's and dementia by 66%, and Mayo Clinic's all over this.
Buy one. Hurry to Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Save big. Bismarck, Minot, Fargo, Grand Forks, and Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Everybody knows that two minds are better than one. Precision Concrete Cutters and Ramjack North have joined forces to provide you with top-notch foundation repair solutions. To find out how, go to PCCND.com. That's PCCND.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Invented a pillow because he could not find a decent pillow himself. He created a pillow that's not one size fits all, and it helps you sleep by supporting your head and neck. But Mike is not just about making a wonderful pillow. He created the Lindell Foundation. He was tired of large charities, corruption, and waste. He feels that people should know where their donations go. The Lindell Foundation covers all overhead costs, so 100% of any money donated goes directly to those in need. From MyPillow, go to MyPillow.com. Get two premium MyPillows for one low price, plus shipping with promo code SCOTT. And for more info on giving, go to LindellFoundation.com. MyPillow.com or 1-800-506-9028, promo code SCOTT. Tabby for the hour, what's in your mind?
It's good to be back here today. second day in a row that I was able to sit in for Scott Hennin here. And we're going to go now to a someone that's going to visit with us a little bit about the 29th Annual Antique Farm Show up at the Hawk Museum in Wolford. We have Heather from Gooseneck Implement. Heather, are you with us now?
I am. Good morning.
Good morning. How are things going up in north central North Dakota?
You know, we're pretty lucky. Our spring season, spring's work got off to a really good start after kind of a late start, but got a lot of acres covered, and now we've had plenty of rain to get those crops really off and running.
Yeah, no, it's there was some fortunate time availed to us after a late start, shall we say, that allowed for some very expedient planting to go on. And so, yeah, all of us are very grateful for that. But now there's still a few areas in the state that need some moisture. A lot of them got moisture in the last 8 to 10 days, but still a few hot spots, we'll call them, out there that need it. So tell us a little bit about what's going on up there, what all the buzz is about.
So we're happy to be sponsoring or helping out with the Hawk Museum. It's right in our territory, not very far from our rugby location. And, you know, a lot of our good customers, former customers, even future customers, come out to this event. And it's definitely something that's good for all ages.
Yeah, so it's the 29th annual. The theme is Plowing Through the Ages. And, I mean, a lot of history there of where agriculture has come from. And then they can go to your lot and look at where agriculture is and just envision where it might go.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's so fun to look at the lineup of old tractors that they have here. And then, like you said, get to see what's new. And really, it's amazing the innovation that's happened, not only in the last 20 years, but, yeah, the last 100 years in agriculture equipment.
Well, we went from horses and plows being pulled by animals to small-scale tractors with steel wheels to tractors now that steer themselves and have tracks. I mean, it's quite a dynamic in the last 100 years in agriculture in America.
Definitely, yeah, and I think some of that honestly gets missed sometimes on the consumers, the amount of technology that our farmers are using nowadays.
Well, and the benefits. I mean, it's increased the opportunity to be able to grow more food more efficiently with way less inputs, way less moisture requirements, rain requirements, way less nutrient requirements. With precision ag, we're able to pinpoint where we put those nutrients. If there's parts of the field that don't need it, you can, you know, it's programmed in and it automatically will turn on and turn off and apply and not apply where it needs to be. So some pretty fantastic things happening out there.
Yeah, it really is. And here at Gooseneck, we have an entire team dedicated to just helping farmers with that precision ag section of agriculture.
And that's important. And we just had the North Dakota Health Department on talking about nutrient management and the best nutrient management plan. Farmers are doing that right now and are taking advantage of it because farmers don't want to put down an input, which is a cost that they don't need. And therefore, this precision agriculture thing, like you said, that's, you know, one of the number of things that you have a team working on with farmers, that's going to take care of a lot of the nutrient management issues out there from agriculture's perspective, because we're going to place and timely place those nutrients and those requirements to grow your food, but it's getting more and more responsible every year thanks to technology.
Definitely, yeah. Like you said, it helps farmers be more responsible with the inputs that we're using and not applying too much where it's not needed and more where it is needed.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Anything in closing, Heather, I want to end with here?
You know, we want to just invite you down to the Hawk Museum this weekend and check out, like we said, what's old in agriculture and then stop by our store and see what's new.
There you go. Thanks, Heather, and wish you very good weather for a successful event. And good weather, I mean sunny during the day, rain at night, and then people can come and enjoy it.
Yes, we love that. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Heather. Have a great day.
You too.
Well, that's a good, very good event up there. See the past up there. Let's go to a caller real quick here. Doug from Stanley about the nutrient management. Doug, how are you doing today?
Hey, pretty good, Daryl. Thanks for taking the time to do this.
Yeah, yeah. What's your thoughts on nutrient management?
Well, I was wondering if there is any, has there been discussion on what is going to be the requirement? Because it was, you know, I guess I haven't heard anything about this yet, and I As far as nitrogen stabilizers, you know, there's very little science behind a lot of this stuff, and I guess that's where I think it's probably going. I know that the precision farming is taking hold, but I think...
Hey, Doug, can you hold on to the other side of the break, sure. And we'll pick this up on the other side?
You bet.
All right, we'll come back to Doug on the other side of the break. This is Darrell Lee sitting in for Scott Hennen. What's on your mind? We'll be right back.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hey, it's Scott Hennen here from What's on Your Mind with a little advice. Buy this book. The book I'm holding in my hand, Open Secrets of Success, the Gary Thorson story. Here's what folks are saying about it. Rudy, from the famous movie Rudy, says this is a phenomenal story of Gary Thorson's incredible accomplishment. Starting with nothing, he built over 400 hotels by himself, no partners, more than any single individual worldwide. What an inspiration to young people across the country. Jenny says, being part of the ESOP, I received a free retirement account. All I had to do was work hard, be part of a team and company I loved. Incredible stories here, folks. Open Secrets of Success is the good, the bad, the bumps, the whole works on how Gary Thorson took his lessons of life from Daisy, North Dakota, school teacher in Leonard, on to do some incredible things. His first hotel, Valley City, North Dakota. He goes on to be the biggest hotel developer in the country. Read the book. You'll love it. Open Secrets of Success. Get it online wherever books are sold. The Gary Thorson story. You'll love it.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.